Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
13 minutes it is then past 5 o'clock. The Department of Home Affairs extending the blanket concession to the 31st of December for long-term visa or waiver applicants who are awaiting outcomes of their application. In a directive to the Home Affairs Head Office, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation's Consular Services, as well as the Visa Facilitation Centres, the decision means that long-term visa or waiver applicants are permitted to legally remain in the country until the 31st of December, pending the finalization of their applications. Bongani Mkhwanazi is a spokesperson for the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Joins me on the line now. Bongani, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and thanks to the listeners.
This directive from the Home Affairs Department does not apply to Zimbabwean nationals who are in Cape Town and Joburg and Pretoria and elsewhere in the country on the Zimbabwe exemption permit, does it?
Let me first, before I address that one, quickly address where we are said to be taking the South African government or the Department of Home Affairs to court. That is not the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. We have always maintained on dialogue and negotiations. Yes, there is a group of people led by Advocate Simba Chitando that have taken the government and the department to court, and the Helen Suzman Foundation. While we are not opposed to this, in principle, we have said we acquire these permits through goodwill and negotiations, and the Zimbabwe community stance is still to maintain that part, to say we will discuss this in the background and address our concerns through dialogue and negotiation. But then to come back to this concession for the 31st of December 2023, to avoid confusion to the Zimbabwe community in general, we are saying we are not the only people that are applying for waivers or visa applications in South Africa. Therefore, the ZTP holders in particular should ignore this as a circular directed to them, but look at it as a circular in general and say, the deadline for applications for ZTP holders is still 30th June 2023, and they can still submit their waiver applications if they still need to submit their waivers or still submit applications to transition from the special permit to regular permits. So we would recommend all our members and ZTP holders to not entangle themselves with this directive, as it applies to all other foreign nationals applying to the Home Affairs. We are avoiding to be very technical to now separate the group to say, if you had applied before 31 March and are awaiting a waiver outcome, it will apply to you, because it will confuse those as well who have not started to apply. Some will have already started calling us in large volumes, in panic, thinking that on the 31st, they are no longer allowed to apply. So this circular relates to a circular that was sent by the Home Affairs on, I think, 31 September. It was people that had applied in general, all types of visas to South Africa, any nationals, any foreign nationals outside of the ZTP holders. ZTP holders, please just excuse yourself from thinking there's been an extension for the 30th June deadline to 31st June deadline. It is not so.
Do you have any sense of how many of the permit holders? We're working off an average of 180,000 here for the purposes of reporting. How many of those have actually gone ahead and applied for legal status in South Africa?
The numbers have been very low. While we don't have direct figures, we are in understanding that the numbers have been very low. Until we have kept on encouraging people to apply, The fact that most people could just not transition easily, where the requirements were not allowing them to move over to the other permits. I think in my last discussion here, we mentioned that we have people who would, like, for example, I was assisting an electrician yesterday. He's a self-employed electrician. He's neither really a business or employed by anyone. So if the requirement says he must get a labor letter, for example, cannot get that labor letter, or the requirement says if you are doing a business visa, we want 5 million proof of funds, we cannot produce that. These are the people who should then now apply for waivers. The minister, Dr. Aaron Tswaledi, was on TV sometime, I think it was News from Africa, explaining that, look, we have not closed out. People were saying, if you have a requirement that we must waiver, apply for a waiver, and people should be applying for those requirements that they cannot meet to be waivered. We must admit that the volumes have not been as large, because a lot of people were in there, not sure, because even if you try to apply, certain of the requirements could not allow you. And I must also mention that after being assisting a few people through the application process, the VFS website, and it is a bit cumbersome and tricky, some of these people despite the usual rhetoric about Zimbabweans being educated, online systems are not being very user-friendly. And I think that is also part of the reasons why we haven't really found so many people applying. So the volumes have been quite low, but we encourage people that they should apply for waivers and at least be exempted from some of the requirements.
All right. Bongani, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Bongani Mkhwanazi is a spokesperson for the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, stressing the fact that they are not taking the government to court on their decision to discontinue the Zimbabwe exemption permit. In fact, it's the Zimbabwean Exemption Permit Holders Association who first lodged a court action against the Home Affairs in Gauteng High Court in October last year, requesting that government grant ZEP holders permanent residency in South Africa. Then the Helen Suzman Foundation and the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation initiated court action against Home Affairs Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi in a bid to overturn that decision. Other groups giving their backing and the dedication include the Consortium for Refugees and Migrants in South Africa, as well as the Scalabrini Centre.